Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. American Airlines Flight 587 to the Dominican Republic crashed into the Rockaways 10 years ago tomorrow. The entire city and the entire world took notice at the time. 2 months after the World Trade Center attack on 9/11, there was still a sense of dread and panic, and the crash fed into our greatest fears. While this has been the year to commemorate 9/11 itself, for the Dominican neighborhoods in Washington Heights and elsewhere, and for the quiet neighborhood of Bell Harbor in Queens, where five people died when the plane went down, this is a year to also commemorate Flight 587. Over 90% of the 260 passengers on that flight were Dominican, and the tragedy pulled communities both here and in the DR closer together as families reeled. It also pulled some apart. Joining me now to talk about Flight 587 10 years later is Annie Coryell, reporter for El Diario La Prensa. El Diario has been rolling out a series of articles about the anniversary all this week in the paper and online. Hi, Annie. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
And listeners, we want to open up the phones for the next few minutes for members of the Dominican community who lost loved ones 10 years ago in Flight 587. And for residents of Bell Harbor and the Rockaways, what are you thinking about today, 10 years after the crash? Call in to 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And was this a moment when the entire country felt fearful about another attack? So we have our lines open for anybody if you want to remember anything about Flight 587, particularly if you had a loved one on that flight, or if this affected your family or your community in any particular way. The world is forgetting Flight 587 and this 10th anniversary. We're trying to remember it here for a few minutes. El Diario is remembering it all week, and we'll give voice to some of you who want to say anything on this 10th anniversary, technically tomorrow. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Annie, how is the community going to commemorate the day?
Well, tomorrow they're going to be gathering at a monument, the memorial site in Bell Harbor, in the Rockaways, and they're going to be coming together and filling that monument, which is a sort of half circle marble monument that looks out in the direction of the Dominican Republic, looks out over the beach and over the sea. And there are little openings where people can put their flowers, their mementos, and photos of their lost family members.
10 years ago, we had City Councilman Guillermo Linares, who is now in the New York State Assembly, on the show just after the crash. His community of Washington Heights was still making sense of what happened. Here's a 22-second excerpt of our conversation.
We'd never imagined that we would face such a loss after the World Trade Center attack, and we were barely recovering, and clearly this was unthinkable, particularly this being the flight that we all take to go and visit our loved ones in the Dominican Republic.
Guillermo Linares, 10 years ago. There are two parts of his comments there that I want to ask you about. 9/11 and this being a significant flight in its own right. As he said, the city was still recovering from September 11th, which happened just 2 months earlier, almost to the day. Do you remember the speculation 10 years ago? I do, about the possible connections to terrorism. It was, of course, the first thing that most people thought in New York when a plane went down. Al-Qaeda even claimed credit for the crash.
Yes, there was a widespread panic, and the UN closed, the roads were closed. There was a general sense of fear, but also fatigue. People were tired of emergencies, and this definitely was true in Bell Harbor, where the community had lost a number of people. I think up to 75 firefighters. There are also policemen. So for this community, it was already traumatized, and for this to happen right in its midst was very scary.
And are there a lot of conspiracy theorists out there who think that it was some kind of terrorist attack to this day?
Oh, definitely.
Certainly the government concluded that it was pilot error.
Yes, that it was avoidable mechanical failure. But there's still people out there that, you know, that it was an inside job, that this was something that, you know, we could have prevented and that it was a terrorist act.
10 years after 9/11, we're still talking about victims' compensation. What's happened with Flight 587 compensation?
Well, all the cases were closed within before the 8-year mark was reached. It took about 2.5 to 7 years for the cases to be closed. In this case, the judge, Robert Sweet, ruled that general maritime law, should be applied because the flight was going to be over navigable waters.
Maritime laws, meaning every victim's family got the same amount of money?
Roughly. What it meant was maritime laws are a bit more generous than the New York state laws governing damages. So instead of the victims being compensated based only on lifetime earnings, there were other things taken into account, loss of society, loss of parental guidance. So it was a different equation that was applied. And the reason it was applied was so that, citizens of the Dominican Republic, as well as low-earning immigrants here in New York, could get fairly compensated based on how much they depended on this family member who died.
You reported on how many families were torn apart by victims' compensation. Some extended families wanted money. There were cases of green card spouses, so-called. Others struggled to understand the legal jargon of the case and were isolated because they didn't speak English. It was fraught.
Definitely. And I think that it's a testament to the Dominican leadership and community groups that they tried to reach all these families. Many of them were non-English speaking, living very much sort of outside the system. And they had to give these people legal advice, make sure that there weren't going to be, you know, scams. Nonetheless, when you're looking at very, very large families, some families lost multiple relatives.
You ran a story earlier this week about a woman who lost 5 family members in that flight, and she's certainly not alone.
That's right.
Because this was, as Councilman Linares had said at the time, this was the flight, quote, we all take. And anybody who goes back and forth to anywhere on a very regular basis by air knows there are certain flight numbers that just almost become part of your family lore. And Flight 87, going from New York to the DR, was just one of those flights that everybody took when they went back and forth.
Yes, it was. Flight 587 was definitely also happy. You know, people would go back at Christmas time and for anniversaries and birthdays, and it was definitely, you know, on both sides, part of culture, part of the immigrant culture here especially.
It was even memorialized in song. Now, this was before the accident, so that'll explain the upbeat tone. But you pointed us to this song, a merengue song called Vuelo 587. Johnny Ventura and Kenito Mendez. Any lyrics there worth translating?
Yes. I mean, it's heart-wrenching because the chorus is full of hope and also happiness to spend, you know, Christmas with my people.
So sad. And then the flight number changed, which I'm sure was the right thing for American Airlines to do. 587 no longer exists under that name. I think it's now Flight 1749.
That's right.
And for the community, has there been a lingering fear of flying, any reluctance to go back and forth, or did it change long-term behavior patterns?
I think people still go back as often as they can, but they do. I met with several families, and they all described that kind of the unsettling every time that they're on a flight, thinking, what was going through my brother's mind, or my sister's mind or my mother's mind in those last moments. So I think they do have trouble with it, but they haven't stayed away from DR.
And it's such a community tragedy. It was, even as on 9/11, there were certain investment firms, for example, that got hit harder by chance. And so, you know, half the people you worked with got killed in the attack, you know, for a few people at a few companies. And I guess you could say the same for this crash in the neighborhood of Washington Heights.
Definitely. There's the ripple effect. And at the time, you could go to Washington Heights and everyone knew someone. It was just, you know, degrees of separation. Now the community's grown quite a bit, and there are even people there who don't have the same connection to that tragedy. I think the Dominican population has increased by like 40% since 2000, based on the last census numbers. So it's a growing community, and this is, you know, part of the old guard. They will remember this tragedy.
You report today in El Diario on the tension between the community in Bell Harbor, where the plane went down, and the Dominican community in Washington Heights, clashing over the memorial monument. 10 years ago, just after the crash, there were strong ties between the two. How did they fray?
Well, these were two communities, interestingly enough, at either end of the A line. So geographically and culturally,
the A train.
That's right. So they, in the beginning, they were sort of bound by grief. It was sort of the 9/11 phenomenon where everyone came together, and then certain things started pulling them apart. The Dominican families felt very strongly that this, the crash site itself, which is a very small area, I think only about four houses were actually destroyed. Several others were, you know, affected by fire, but it was the plane basically took a nosedive.
We're almost out of time. Is this racial in nature?
Well,
is
yes. So the families wanted.
We weren't that affected. We don't want this monument here. We just want to forget.
The families thought of that crash site as their ground zero, and they wanted the monument there. The people in Bell Harbor felt, we don't want our community to be a cemetery. So it took a while for them to resolve that tension, and eventually they decided to put it about 15 blocks away.
Mm. Well, El Diario had an editorial earlier this week about the lack of attention to this important anniversary. I'm glad you were able to come on and give some additional attention to it here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Annie Coriel from El Diario La Prensa, the 10th anniversary tomorrow of the crash of Flight 587 in Queens.